Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Monday, August 8th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Magician. This one is labeled the Scientist, and it comes to us from the highly collectible deck, 78 Tarot Ecological. And this one is by artist Michael Calandra. And, you know, if you don't already follow Michael, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, and look for Calandra Studio. He's working on a deck of his own, and if you collect, you're going to want it. It's going to be published through U.S. Game Systems. He is an incredible artist and definitely worth a follow. Now, the Magician. Oh, my God, the Magician. It's like what you need when you need it. You know, it's like not just your magic, but your mojo. Maybe it's starting to come back a little bit, okay? There's been a whole lot that's been going on everywhere. July was such a bumpy ride. And August is kind of more of the same, but different, with different energies. And what you manage to do, because this is a power card, like all about power, your power, what you are creating, really putting your skills to good use. You know, this is one of those cards that sometimes indicates that you have everything you need to create whatever you want. It's right there at your fingertips, at your disposal. And honestly, this week we have some pretty good cards in the lineup, so I'm thinking, you know, you're finally starting to get away from some of that tougher energy that you've had to overcome. And like I said, it's about stepping into your mojo, making things happen. And today, the Leo Sun trines Chiron, which is retrograde in the sign of Aries. You know, it feels good, all right? The Sun is your vitality and your warmth. And, you know, it's bringing you maybe even some confidence that you need to be able to heal some wounds. And I can see this Magician card very much being able to help you heal. And knowing where that Aries energy matters for you today could really be very important. So, I mean, it's Monday. And for me, you know, like I'm working on something every day. But I've had a difficult few weeks, and seeing this card here, you know, makes me feel good about things. You know, that I am able to take what I need to do and to, you know, make things happen, right? What will you create today? That's just it. We're also in a creation point, right? You're creating some new things as you work on, you know, creating solutions for some of the old ones. So I'm feeling very good about this here. I actually want to, like, just say what I've said, because, you know, when I look at these cards, I'm like, wow. Now, tomorrow we have the Four of Swords, and I know that there's still things that need to be done, issues hanging over your head, but I almost think it's like, man, recovery, right? We're talking about Chiron today, and the magic that you're creating to help yourself heal. Yeah, there's just a whole lot on the agenda. But then we see the World card again. And it's only been since July 31st since that came out. Amazing. Then the Ten of Pentacles. That feels good too. Justice. At long last. A lot of karma involved there. The Ace of Pentacles. The Ace of Wands. The Three of Cups. And the Tower. And in the midst of all that, we have on the 11th. A big full moon coming up. And I'm talking about all these things because even though we're doing this on a daily basis, I want everybody to have the heads up. The full moon's going to be a little bit testy. Uranus is involved. You know, not surprised to see the Tower in this week's lineup. You know, that type of thing. But boy, oh boy. Yeah. Sometimes you got to shake things up to, you know, have the change that's needed. And that's what this month is about. It's about some long overdue change. Some of it has been forced upon you. Some of it is finally happening for you. But today with the Magician, if you have been feeling robbed of your power in any way, You've got the opportunity here to be able to feel like you can step back into your power, that you have the things that are necessary to make it happen. And I just think that this is absolutely wonderful. I really, truly do. So I wish all of you the best of luck with everything. For anyone who thinks that there is clicking going on, it is the fan. It's 100 friggin' degrees outside. And, I guess until I stop running the fan, there's going to be some clicking in the background. I'm not in the car today recording, which I tried for a couple days. So anyway, that's that. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.